Should I play a little guitar? I don't think I'm going to play a little guitar today. Maybe I should. Maybe, you know what? Oh, you know what I should do? I should turn this light on. Oh, gosh.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, come on.
Bing, 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 bing.
Ah, that didn't work as well as I thought it would. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I see people talking. It's actually telling me that there's nobody watching. How fun is that? But that's okay. Welcome to AdamCast IRL. This is Thursday. You know what that means. I've got a special somebody with me, Carlin Borisenko. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I feel like the wheels are coming off the wagon already with the light, I have to say.
Is it? Why?
I don't know. It's like a good, I don't know. Maybe I'm just making stuff up, but Adam, so I'm wearing a very colorful sweater, as you see.
I noticed. I see that. It's colorful.
I'm wearing it in honor of the fact that I'm about to start knitting you a sweater just like this. And I have a really fun idea that I want to tell you about. Because we're going to get everyone involved in the knitting of your sweater. Because you'll see, there's like, in this version, there's like 40 different types of yarn, right? There's like all different colors and there's all different sections to it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to crowdsource your sweater. I'm going to give people options to pick out what yarns within the yarns that we discussed, and maybe a few surprises as well to make you your Technicolor dream coat. And people on Twitter and Instagram and all the other social medias are going to vote on what colors these different sections are. And I'm going to knit each each process as a video so people can see it come together right in front of them.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
I think it'll be fun. It'll be a crowdsourced sweater. Okay. You're like, I'm not so sure about this idea.
I'm a little, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I get it and it's all pink. It's just like one color of pink.
No, it's not going to be all pink. I wouldn't do you like that, but I think the great thing about this sweater is you can get lots of different color combinations, and it'll give everyone a personal investment in your sweater, Adam.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Getting people involved. That's fun. Mm-hmm. I've got something similar to that right now. I'm hosting a contest to give away one of my longboards that I designed called Catalyst. And actually, let me just, I'll just bring this up while I've got it. I am, you guys can see this. I everyone's been asking for an espresso blend. So I actually put it on the website. I've got a nice espresso blend. I actually really like it. I haven't tried it through an espresso machine, but I like espresso beans through a regular coffee drip anyway, but it is really good. But the reason I'm bringing the coffee up is because I have a Catalyst blend, and the Catalyst blend is actually named after the board that I designed that I'm going to be giving away. So I'm giving everyone the chance to win that board. And what you got to do is you got to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to my PO box. All right. And what I'm going to do is I've got like 10,000 stickers here from my years being a pro skater and working at skate shops, many different skate shops I worked at, and the sponsors. I got so many stickers, so I'm going to be giving away stickers. Even if you don't want to enter for the board, and even if you miss the chance, and it's 2 months from now, if you want to get a sticker, just send me one of these envelopes. I'll stick a sticker in there, send it back to you. But for the next month, anyone who sends me an envelope, I'm going to be marking you down, and I'm going to do a raffle, pull a name out of a hat. And that person will win one of the boards, the Catalyst, that I rode. And you can actually go to my website and see some of the videos that I did. Let me just pop this up and show you. So on my website, you can actually go and see all the different skate videos that I've done. This one especially right here, Arbor Skateboards, Adam Krigler Rips New York City. That's probably one of my favorite ones. So you can enter a chance to win one of those boards just by simply sending me an envelope with your self-addressed stamped situation, and I'll get back to you. So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, and that would be fun. All right, so today we're going to be talking about some fun stuff. Abraham Lincoln High. I guess they said he's not. He didn't show that Black Lives mattered enough to him, so they want to rename the high school. Yeah, this is a true story. I can't believe I actually had to say those words out loud. It's true. So we're going to talk about that. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah. Pete Buttigieg is going to be the first openly gay man.
No, he's not.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Fake news.
Confirmed. Whatever. We're going to talk about
it. We're going to argue about that in a bit.
Well, I don't know if we're going to argue about it. We're on the same page.
Completely agree. Yeah, we're going to argue with the news.
Okay. And then, of course, I mean, there's a bunch of election stuff. It is insane stuff. This is the craziest week of all, I think. And I think tomorrow is going to be even crazier. My show tomorrow is going to be pretty intense. So we're going to talk about that. Then I want to talk about this, the America's Medical Association changing their whole mind on hydroxychloroquine. Basically, it's good now and actually you should use it and it's never been unsafe. And yeah, you know, it does actually work. All right. I'm going to snap later about that because that really makes me upset. And then, of course, there's this whole thing about Trump wanted people to be infected. It's like, oh my gosh.
If only we had someone to tell us that hydroxychloroquine worked, Adam. If only someone had press conferences every single day saying it worked.
Right? Or I believe it works. My medical team is telling me it works. That's what he said. And yeah, so it's interesting. All right. So before we get into all these subjects, there's just one thing I want you all to do. That is...
Smash that like button.
All right.
Smash.
Anyway, yeah, smash it. Come on. Smash. And I will spin because this is not spinning. That's just not okay. We got to get this tier UFO going.
Maybe we'll put lots of green in your sweater, Adam. So you a smashy sweater.
I guess. Sure. Why not? I want all the colors in there, right?
Oh, don't you worry.
For those wondering why I want all the colors, I actually went and saw Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat like 3 times throughout my aughts. Mm-hmm. I was like 4 when I first saw it. I was 6. I saw it again. And I think 9 when I saw it a final time. I saw Donny Osmond singing like in his prime. It was good. It was a good show. Anyway. I wanted a Technicolor Dreamcoat, and somehow you and I talked about it, and you were like, I can make you one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's following through.
Carlin, I am. I don't follow through quickly.
Human of her word.
But I will follow through eventually. You'll probably have it around next Christmas sometime. But, you know.
Hey, I'm okay with it. All right, let's start with this stupid article. San Francisco to rename. Of course it's San Francisco. Right. Obviously. Off the bat, like, yeah. Of course it's San Francisco, California, the land of the woke. All right. San Francisco to rename Abraham Lincoln High School because former president did not demonstrate that Black lives mattered to him.
Just when you think you've reached peak 2020. he only freed the slaves. Not good enough. Right? Not good enough.
He only freed the slaves. Now, there's arguments that actually the slaves freed themselves.
Wow.
And it's like, oh my gosh. So what, you're saying Kanye was right? And they're like, my brain can't function. Anyway, as woke renaming committee, that's great. There's woke renaming committees. I'm just breaking this all down, aren't I? Okay. Also takes aim at Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein and Teddy Roosevelt. Man. Well,
and it's funny, too, because I thought when I originally read this, I was like, it was because Dianne Feinstein hugged Lindsey Graham after the ACB hearings. I was like, this is the reason they're going to rename the school. But it really wasn't. It was because of something she did in the 80s.
Really? What?
Yeah. It was something I don't even remember. It was some decision she made in the 80s that they decided to be offended by 40 years later.
Oh my gosh. And Tubin's over there just like tugging away on a Zoom call, and he's cool. Well, he's a Democrat, so he's on the right side of history. So we don't need to punish him because he's still good. It's like, what?
Well, you know what the thing of the Lincoln part of this, though, is because, like, they even say in the article, the headline is, like, a tiny bit misleading. They quoted a historian for that headline, but they say it's actually because of how he treated Native Americans, which, let's be honest, like, you know, I mean, he did some stuff that I think we could consider to be questionable, but, I mean, you know, lots of stuff happens throughout history. Like, you can't win them all, I guess. But it's actually an indication of, like, that they're combining Black and Indigenous people of color. It's like how we go from caring only about how Black lives matter to BIPOC, because they're being conflated for that article.
That's a good point. And that is really I see And well, let's just keep reading it. Let me just, I keep wanting to go to my little pad here, but because I'm using StreamYard, bringing it back. There it is. Okay.
There we go.
I'm just going to read some of these bullet points because I feel this is a long article and it is kind of just ridiculous. So I just want to peruse these bullet points. San Francisco Unified School District renaming committee decided Abraham Lincoln School will be renamed. Under his watch, indigenous peoples had much of their land taken away from them through the 1862 Homestead Act and Pacific Railway Act. In 1864, the Lincoln administration oversaw the deportation of the Navajo tribe from their land in Arizona to march a brutal 450-mile journey to New Mexico. And actually, 200 of them died along the journey. It's kind of a brutal story. Lincoln also had behind the largest mass hanging in U.S. history, where 38 Dakota men were condemned to death in Minnesota in 1862. He also freed like almost 300 of them because he didn't want this to be the case. So already they're not giving you enough information. So it's interesting because when I was looking into all this, I found all this stuff. But Lincoln also abolished slavery in 1863 with the Emancipation Proclamation. All right, so they're giving him a little bit, just a little.
Yeah, just right? A little credit for that.
Gosh, not much, 44, just a little. Yeah, 44 of the 125 schools in San Francisco Unified School District to be renamed. Wow, 44 schools also.
There was a lot of offense.
Are they all Abraham Lincoln schools or what? I mean,
there's definitely a George Washington school that's being renamed that I remember from the article because
history.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like if every person in history is judged by their worst accomplishments rather than their best, like we're all going to look bad at the end of the day because all of us do stupid things in life and we don't, you know, I mean, these are people of their times.
Yep.
These are people of their times. Like, you cannot judge people in history by today's standards.
Yep. Well, it reminds me of this story about a school teacher who came up and said, all right, I'm going to, you know, write down some math problems and the answers. And I just want to see what you guys think about this. And said, 1 times 9 is 10. And then 2 times 9 is 18. 3 times 9 is 27. And continued writing all of them down. And everyone was just laughing and laughing and laughing and been like, 1 times 9 is 10. Like you got the easiest one wrong. And then the teacher was like, ah, great that you noticed. If you'll continue seeing, I did all of the rest of them correct, but you all focused on the one thing I did wrong and laughed at me for it. Now that's exactly how the rest of the world will always see you. They'll always see the one thing that you did wrong. And I was like, that's good. That's powerful. You know,
it is very powerful. That's a great example. I'm totally going to steal that.
Absolutely. Steal it. I stole it. I mean, that's what humans do. They take knowledge and pass it along so we can further our knowledge. That's what humans do. That's a good thing.
And that to me is one of the things that's so alarming about how many people I see out there addicted to anger and outrage in our country. Mm-hmm. And that's both on both the left and the right. Of course, like I think the SJWs are a little bit more addicted to it. But, you know, when you're addicted to anger, you're only ever going to be looking for things to feed that anger. You're only ever going to be looking for the bad in life. And life is awesome. Life is amazing. And how sad is it that all these people are going to grow up and have full life experiences and only see the negative and not get to experience any of the great things?
I agree with you completely. And anger it doesn't last. It's fleeting. And you have to keep reminding yourself of the anger and keep feeding the furnace of your anger. So people, they don't even give themselves a break to, you know, be happy. You know, because it's just a constant renewal of the anger. Listen, look at this. I saw this while we were chatting. Senator Dianne Feinstein's name will be stripped from the Dianne Feinstein Elementary School for allowing the Confederate flag to fly outside City Hall.
That's what it was. It was something stupid.
In the 80s. Is that right? Is that when it was?
In the 80s. It was like 1984 or something.
The renaming of schools comes as part of a nationwide reckoning around racial justice that has seen statues toppled and military bases renamed. No, they were ripped down. You know, this drives me nuts. Look, I know I'm not going to call these people out, but I know some people who, you know, they're friends. And I just am so sad because I hear the way that they're they are so brainwashed, and I don't like talking about race, but they're white, okay? They're a Caucasian family, whatever. And they truly believe that white people are in the wrong, and we owe everyone an apology. Like, they believe that I owe every single person of color an apology. But what the hell have I done? Mm-hmm. What have I done to any of these people? Nothing. I'm actually advocating for meritocracy. I feel like anyone can earn anything if they work for it. Like, what do I owe an apology to anyone for? Like, this is ridiculous. Abraham Lincoln, actually, look at this. I'm going to bring this up because this is ridiculous. All right. This is an article from history.com talking about the Emancipation Proclamation. But I found something interesting. It says here, Lincoln personally hated slavery. He considered it immoral. Yeah. He says, if a black person is a man, then why my ancient faith teaches me that all men are created equal. And there can be no moral right in connection with one man making a slave of another. That's amazing. That was where his head was at. He truly believed no one should be enslaved.
Not good enough. That's the case.
Look, you know what? I agree that the Native Americans, you know, we took a lot of their land. But then, of course, if you look further back into history, they were taking land from each other and killing each other and warring all over the place because there was different tribes taking land. That's literally how the world was for thousands and thousands of years. That's what humans did. They fought. We live in a time where we don't have to fight anymore. Look, I know it happened. I'm not saying it was right. But to say that Abraham Lincoln didn't care about, you know, black people, or that Black Lives Matter, that they didn't matter, like, that's ridiculous. They're just trying to find a way to delete the past. They want to rip apart the past. They want to rip apart the people that, you know, were held at high esteem in the American history and get rid of America. That's what I see. Communism. They're trying to bring full communism. Look, everyone deserves everything. You don't have to do anything by 2030. You don't even need to own anything. You'll be happy. Really?
And where does it go from here? Is the thing, like, what, right, what is the next thing? Because, like, we're going to reach the point where this isn't good enough for them either. Then we're going to have to go to the next level, and then the next level after that. And, you know, I mean, I saw a meme yesterday that was like, you know, not for nothing, but Mad Max took place in 2021.
Did it really?
Like, yeah. I was like, oh, good.
I mean, there's some rumors going around. Actually, it's not a rumor that we were hacked. You know about this whole hack, right?
Yeah. I heard.
So I'm going to be talking about it tomorrow more in depth. But I just want to bring it up because I just saw an article right before we went live about how our nuclear arsenal was part of that hack.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, and also our monetary system. So there's a chance, like, you know what? Just imagine, if you will, the internet just gets turned off. What would happen? What would people do if the internet was gone? Like, imagine no internet. How would your life be out there? Huh?
Wasn't there a show like a couple years ago where all of a sudden all the electricity in the world just got turned completely off and America?
What would you do?
Like, I mean, seriously.
who would be able to survive in that situation? All electricity, internet's gone, done. We're not that far away from that. No. Our country got hacked. The electric infrastructure got hacked too. All of it. Our whole country is under attack. Like, we got hacked. That's not a joke. They released this. They were like, make sure your entire systems are checked for, you know, whatever, because we got hacked. That's all across the board on all different systems in America. How do we know? It's pretty insane.
You know, Adam, at least we get a front row seat to the downfall of humanity.
Don't say that.
It's kind of like there's this movie called Last Night that is like one of my favorite movies of all time. It's literally about the last day on Earth before the sun swallows the Earth. And like, at some point you question the things you really value, go do all the things you wish you had done throughout your life, sleep with all the people you ever want to sleep with. And then you just sit back and let humanity consume you.
I mean, I think I'd personally be fine. I mean, I know how to hunt. I know how to fish. Well, hunting and fishing, I feel, are very much the same. But, you know, I'm not far from, you know, water that I can go fishing in. Although it's wintertime, I don't know how much it is. But there's deer around me. Funny, I'm vegan, but you'd think I wouldn't go hunting and
you'll
and
learn survive. How to shoot a deer.
Oh, I know how to, and you know, I know how to dress it and turn it into food, and I would. I think shelter's a little different because I feel like I could stay here and it'd be fine. It would certainly change the way life is, but I mean, how many people out, like all the preppers out there, they're sitting there just, mm-hmm. I'm ready for this. We knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love prepper shows because I like being prepared for things. You know, I'm not necessarily a prepper, but you know who's turned into a prepper over the past year?
mm-hmm. I was going to say, someone's been shilling a lot of emergency food.
Yeah, exactly. and you should, there's certainly a good amount. So, you know, it's, and we've got a good team here. So I feel like, you know, I can build a lot of stuff. I have a lot of tools. I've got a lot of solar stuff that I can charge my batteries and keep using my tools. So I don't know. I feel like personally, I would be prepared to handle stuff. It's not something that I'm used to. And most people probably would be, for lack of better words, effed. Well, I don't want to say it, but yeah.
Well, but you know why people like you and me would be okay in this, Adam, is that we take responsibility for our experience, and we're not afraid to work, and we're not afraid to figure stuff out. We don't sit around all day saying, I'm a victim of the world, poor me, all this stuff. Yeah. Like, if we get confronted with a situation, we figure it out. It might not be like, we may not like the situation, but you know, we're going to make the best of it. And that's going to be the difference between people who, you know, thrive in the apocalypse and those who, well, you know, just tune out.
It reminds me of this tweet I saw the other day that someone said, those who are worried about microaggressions haven't experienced enough macro dangers. Mm-hmm. And I love that so much because that's what we're seeing here. These people are like, oh, we're nitpicking Abraham Lincoln's entire life when he actually was the pinnacle moment of how of when slavery was abolished in this country. Without him, there might have been divided states of America back in the middle of the 1800s or 1900s. Mm-hmm. That's what would have happened. And slavery might still have been a thing in the South. Those were the Democrats in the South that wanted to keep slavery, and the Republicans saved them. They're trying to say that the party switched. No, they didn't. Nope. They didn't. There is no switching. But anyway, it's like, this is microaggressions. This is looking for things to be upset about instead of realizing we have electricity. We have food at the stores, not having to work all day on making food so that you survive through the winter, which is most of humanity. Most of humanity, that's what our whole purpose was, making sure that we had food for the wintertime. I'm not joking. Look it up. Look up history. Most people were farmers. That's all it was. You lived with your family. You farmed the land to survive as a family until you maybe, you know, were into another family and you stayed as a family and you made food. That's it. We're so, like you said, we're lucky. We are. We're so lucky in this world. Yeah, we are. In this world that we have, it's incredible the things that we have. We don't have to farm. We can spend our time trying to figure out what makes UFOs spin and levitate on a lamp. Like,
it's a mystery.
What? You know, this kind of stuff exists because we were able to, you know, automize food sources. Now farmers scaled it up to handle a much larger population. Then everyone didn't need to be farmers. We can do other things. But if all this gets taken away, if the society that has been built is suddenly stripped of the wheels that keep it moving, what are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. And I feel like we're kind of shifting in another direction from this topic, but I feel like these people need to, they need to have a reality check. You know, it's ridiculous.
I agree.
Anybody in the past probably has some sort of stain on their hands.
You know what we need to bring back?
What?
You know how
public shaming.
Well, yes, we definitely need to bring back stocks and public shaming and throwing rotten food at people. But in addition to that, like when I back in the day when I was in school, when I walked uphill to school both ways in the snow, people joined the Peace Corps after graduation.
Right.
And it's like one of those things that you always think is cheesy, but what do you do in the Peace Corps? You go to underdeveloped places and you help societies to build, and you do humanitarian work, and you get to experience the way other people live. Like, I do 2 years of the Peace Corps, man, and then go to college and then complain about microaggressions.
I agree with that. I agree. I mean, I've been to South Africa and I've driven through, I stayed in Cape Town where it's relatively nice and it is really nice in Cape Town. It's a really beautiful place. And I was working a job there and we had to go like an hour outside of, you know, so I drove through the countryside. And then right outside, there's these nice vineyards. But then you get past the vineyards, you go into like further and further. And then all of a sudden you see, you know, shacks, shanties mm-hmm. that people don't even have running water or electricity. Their water is one well in the center of their little, I want to say town. But, you know, it's just like groupings of these, you know, mm-hmm. shanties that they have to walk to get water. They have to walk to get water. To bathe themselves, to clean their clothes, to clean, to wash their dishes, to cook with. Like, can you imagine that? Having to walk out to get your water? That still exists today.
My husband grew up in a town in the Ukraine. He did not have running water in his house growing up. He had to go to an outhouse. They filled the bathtub up with the bucket. It was literally only a couple years ago that they actually installed running water in my husband's parents' house. And this was like a momentous occasion.
Yeah, I mean it's a thing that people are used to. Like even toilets, you know. There was that question floating around, like, what's the greatest invention ever made? And it's like, it's the sewer system. Not having to deal with your poop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it's pretty incredible.
I mean,
running water and getting rid of your poop. Those two things, boom, amazing. Mm-hmm. Those are incredible things. Being able to drink water out of your tap. And have your poop get washed away.
And think about all the amazing things that people could be inventing and creating if they weren't focused on nonsense, like renaming Abraham Lincoln High School.
Gosh, I agree. That's what they're focused on. They're focused on breaking down the building blocks of what made our country our country. That's mm-hmm. what they want. They want to disassemble what makes America great. And they're like, all right, actually, America's terrible. We got to get rid of America completely. And I don't even like saying that out loud, you know, because I think they're crazy to think that, because this place is incredible. Abraham Lincoln set the path in the right direction. Okay, sure, he wasn't a perfect man, but humans are flawed. We are all flawed. Okay. Mm-hmm. The difference is, you know, between Abraham Lincoln and these people, they want to vilify everyone. Well, Abraham Lincoln, sure, he might have done terrible things, but he still made a point to do good things, and they made a huge impact. And
it's also worth noting that, you know, he did things that we could look back and say, okay, that was probably not the best idea, but he also built the Transcontinental Railroad.
It's true.
Like, that was why he did it.
Yep.
That was important.
Well, and I gotta remind everybody that, you know, I'm getting more and more political. Look, I learned that the president is just one figure. All right, we've got three branches. Okay, and the executive branch, the president, he doesn't make the rules. Okay, he's not like the all encompassing godlike emperor that everyone claims him to be. They've sure wanted to convince everybody that that's what Trump has been doing, but no, he's been learning how to be a solid president over the past 4 years. But it's the senators that make the laws. Okay, it's the senators that get paid by certain people or sleep with spies, which we've seen to have been an actual thing that has happened over the past 5 years. It's pretty insane. All right. Side subject. But it is these senators that are making all these moves. Do you know anything about the senators back when Abraham Lincoln was president? People who are thinking they're all high and mighty and calling, you know, Abraham Lincoln. You think it was all 100% every single thing that happened during his time as presidency? All is just his. That's what they convince you at. No, a lot of the senators are doing all the stuff too. They're also up there making the wheels turn. The House of Representatives, the Senate, like they have a lot of power themselves. And it's almost as if they've tried to convince everybody that they don't, they're not even there. It's not even that important. Don't worry about us. It's the president. Look up at the two presidents. Don't worry about the people that are actually writing the laws. Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, no. I have another fun fact about senators in Lincoln's time, too. So they also used to hit each other with canes in Lincoln's really? Time. There's a senator, Charles Sumner, is from Massachusetts. His nickname was Bleeding Sumner because I think it was around the time when during the whole like debate around the Civil War. It's like right after Lincoln got elected. It was around the Civil War era where they were having a big fight in the Senate. And yeah. one of the senators comes in with his cane and whacks Charles Sumner in the head. And that's how he became Bleeding Sumner.
Oh, my goodness. That's nuts.
Fun fact.
I don't know if we should bring that back, but
it would be entertaining if we did. Let's be honest.
I feel like we've, we should move towards, more a civilized way of doing things.
I want to see Ted Cruz being someone with a cane.
Oh my gosh.
You know he wants to.
You probably, man, that guy is hilarious. Did you see the tweet? You know what? I'm bringing this up. I got to do it because it's hilarious. You know what? I actually talked about the Chinese spy thing. A little bit, and oh my gosh! So Ted Cruz, AOC, basically was talking about how sex work is work. Here it is. I've got it. Check this out. Sex work is work. The federal government has done almost nothing to help people in months. We must pass stimulus checks, UI, small biz relief, housing funding, etc. Keep the focus of shame there, not on marginalizing people surviving a pandemic without help. She didn't have to even add this sex work is work part. No. Like what are you, all right, but Ted Cruz, like a beast, he goes, AOC rises to Fang Fang's defense. Fang Fang, for those who don't know, is the Chinese spy that was caught that was sleeping with Eric Swalwell and a few different mayors. And it's pretty insane. He's so brutal.
Ted Cruz is a straight savage on Twitter. He is amazing.
Shout out to Ted Cruz, that man.
God.
I don't, I'm still learning all the political spectrum, learning all the different senators. There's a lot of senators, a lot of representatives.
There are.
I still don't know them all. It's pretty insane. But that is crazy. I mean, you know what? While we're on the subject of politics and whatnot, I do want to get into the, the election stuff. But let's talk about the whole Buttigieg thing.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, shoot. I know you have some things to say. Go ahead.
I have met Pete Buttigieg. I actually was a fan of Pete Buttigieg.
Really? Okay.
And I was. I met him because he came to New Hampshire a year before he came anywhere else, right? Because he was, in the primaries. So I was actually he used to be normal. But the thing about Pete Buttigieg is that he's a climber. He's a Capricorn. Capricorns climb. They're social climbers. They're focused on their target of getting to the top. And he always knew that he's definitely going to run for president again. And he's setting himself up for that. But what really ticked me off about this whole thing is, he got nominated to be the Secretary of Transportation under Biden, if Biden actually does make it to the Oval Office. And now everyone is talking about how he will be the first openly gay cabinet member, which is not true. It is not true at all.
No,
Rick Grenell is the first openly gay cabinet member under Donald Trump. Trump appointed him. And now it's like they're actively trying to erase history. And so now what they've said is he will be the first openly gay cabinet member that will be sent to the Senate for confirmation, because Rick Grenell was only the acting DNI and was never went through the confirmation process. These are weasel words. Who even cares? And why is Buttigieg, as a gay man, actively trying to erase the contributions of other gay men simply because they're not in his political party? It says a lot about his character. And the smartest thing that he could have done is say, you know what, Rick Grenell, you were the first. I'm thrilled to follow in your footsteps. Be adult about it.
That's true. I agree completely. Now he's talking about how airports are romantic and everyone's like, oh, it's amazing. But really, it's political semantics. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the political semantics. Widespread voter fraud. Mm-hmm. Confirmed openly gay man. It's like, oh my gosh, stop making. Well, first off, I mean, the fact that they need to make it the whole thing instead of like, he just earned it because he deserves that spot because he's the best person for the job who happens to be gay. It's like, okay, sure. But to make that the front running thing, it's like, I'm just so sick of it. Like, I don't care who they want to be with. Like, that doesn't bother me at all. Like, yeah. I like someone's character. Mikey Harlow, for example, he's hilarious and awesome, period. Yeah. It has nothing to do with his orientation at all. He's just a funny dude. Can't wait to see. Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to even talk about that. I'll talk to you about after the show. No, I'll tell you this. I think you already know, but I don't know if I'm publicly allowed to talk.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm Mikey very Harlow, excited about what
shout
I'm thinking.
Out to Mikey Harlow because he's awesome.
Mikey Harlow is going to be on my channel tomorrow at 3 p.m. We're going to do happy hour. He's going to come for
happy hour tomorrow.
Yes, happy hour tomorrow. But the thing about Buttigieg is like, you know, like he took a lot of grief in the primary for being the wrong kind of gay from the LGBT community. I swear. And
what does that mean?
If anything, he should be the first person to come out and congratulate other people on their accomplishments. I mean, Rick Riddell, what I love about Rick Riddell, did a whole speech at the RNC. Never mentioned he was gay once because that wasn't why he was doing the speech. He was doing the speech because he is an eminently qualified person for the job.
Yeah. 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 Rick, he is a freaking beast. Like everything he tweets, it has nothing to do with his orientation. He's like a legitimate political figure that knows what he's talking about. He's a smart guy. It's just like everything I see from him is just like, boom. Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't understand. Like everything else, everyone, whenever they talk about Pete, all I see is them talking about that he's a gay man. It's like, okay, can we move past that ever? No, they can't. You know, and you said not the right type of gay. Like, what does that mean? That's like saying, just like the Black Lives Matter movement, calling all of any black conservative, well, you know, you're no longer a part of us anymore because you don't fall into our narrative. Like, what? It's just that kind of rhetoric. It's all on the left. It's all these crazy people on the left. These are the true racists. That's true. That's the truth. That's all I see from these people on the left. And anybody on the right, you know, I don't even consider myself on either side. I feel like I'm in the center. I'm looking around. I'm like, no racism. Oh, all this racism on the left. Mm-hmm. Wow. They're trying to segregate everybody. They're trying to say that some races are better than others, trying to convince others that that's the case. It's like, whoa, all I see is racism. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the only anytime someone uses the N-word, it's almost universally on the left. Someone talks about being the wrong kind of gay, it is universally on the left. Someone talks about, oh, God, mansplaining. Let me tell you about mansplaining. Mansplaining is a real thing. It is a real thing. I'm putting my stake in the ground. And you know where it always comes from? Liberal men.
Yep.
Every single time. Every single time.
Well, there's Karens that try to do it too. So yes. I don't even think it's like a Karen, a male Karen. You know what they're called? A Karen.
Yeah.
It's a Karen. It's the
Everyone's
same thing.
Yeah.
So like to be mansplained to, it's the same thing. It's like anybody can mansplain. It's about talking over somebody condescendingly, even if they know what they're talking about already, and you just feel the need to explain it to them and you know, are a dick about it, essentially. You know, it's like anyone can mansplain. It's annoying. And someone said men are named Marin. No.
Karen.
It's a Karen. That's it.
It's Karen.
That's it. Karens are Karens. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what gender you are. You know, if you are that type of personality, which it's statistically, though, it's, you know, the Karen of what you would think in your head. But
do you know what a group of Karens is called?
What's that?
A complaint.
A complaint. Nice. I like that. Yeah, so I don't know. That's basically that. I feel like we got that. Let's move on to the next subject. What else are we talking about? Oh, I want to talk about this. This pisses me off. So I'm about to snap.
Uh-oh.
All right, so I tweeted this.
Away.
I tweeted, I'm not going to snap at you. You're cool. So the other day I saw this. When did this? Yesterday. No, 2 days ago? Yeah, this from 2 days ago. Oh, my gosh. Just look at this. All right, look, look. Report. Real Donald Trump was right all along. American Medical Association quietly reversed position on hydroxychloroquine. In late October, they rescinded their request that doctors stop prescribing it. Now admit benefits far outweigh the extremely low risk. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right. So you're trying to tell me that President Trump, who was trying to have people use this because it actually works, and even when the doctors came out and said, yeah, it works, you should, and they were getting canceled, they were getting banned, they were being shoved under the carpet, you know, they were being attacked. It turns out that they were right. You mean all those deaths that we could have actually done something about it and helped these people? So all I see is these people like 200,000 deaths. Now it's up to 300,000 deaths. Trump lied. People died. It's like, or did he? Or did he? Mm-hmm. All you guys are a-holes. Every single one of you, all right, who blame deaths on Trump. You know, Trump's own grandfather died in the last, actually, sorry, the actual pandemic in 1918. Yeah, that's right. His own grandfather died in a pandemic. You don't think he's going to do what he can to save the American people? Look, Trump loves the American people. That much is very clear. All right. He was trying to get us to use hydroxychloroquine, which has been proven to work. And you were banning people, banning doctor, actual doctors who were like, yes, this actually works. We should use this. When used early on in the stages of coronavirus, it actually helps people survive it. And now they're changing it. Now they're going, yeah, actually, they were right. Don't tell anybody. Let's not talk about it. Let's just slip this in here. No, I'm not just going to sit here and let you just do that. I'm calling you guys out. Now, every single time I see somebody who says Trump has all these deaths on his hand, how? He was trying to save everyone. Mm-hmm. He put on a mask, whatever. Masks, there's all these this research that claims they don't even work. People are using shirts. They're using socks. They're cutting up whatever they want, fabric. You don't even know if that works. These aren't N95 masks. The stuff still goes through. Get out of here with that. Mm-hmm. You can't convince me that stuff works. But you know what does work? Hydroxychloroquine, working with zinc and a couple other things. Like, they know the appropriate thing. The Zelensky method. Let me see if I can pull him up.
Well, while you're doing that, remember that black doctor that came out and was like, yeah, I use hydroxychloroquine with all my patients. She got canceled and completely ridiculed. And remember that that legislator in Michigan, the Democrat, that got really sick and took hydroxychloroquine and felt better and said and went to the White House, and she got canceled by everyone.
Yep.
Because of course, black voices don't matter when they agree with Donald Trump.
Exactly. She was like, yeah, I treated 300 patients and 300 of them got better. All of them. This is amazing. This guy, Dr. Zev Zelenko, this guy has been talking about it. Like, look, the hydroxychloroquine works. All right. Here's the treatment. He's a doctor. He's actually done it. They've tried to cancel him. All right. It's called the Zelenko protocol. It's how to beat it. Zinc is the bullet. Hydroxychloroquine is the gun. That's it. He's laid this out for months. All right. This guy. And they were trying to get him banned. He was shadow banned for a long time. But if you don't know him, follow him, because he talks about all this stuff. But now we're told, like, well, actually, you know what? So all I'm hearing is them quietly trying to admit that Trump was right. Mm-hmm. He was right. So actually, if you listen to Trump, the media lied and people died. If you listen to Trump and actually used hydroxychloroquine, significantly less people would have died. But you know what? They wanted people to die.
Right.
Cuomo sent people into the nursing homes to get people to die. Now he's writing a book about his successes. He's
got the most,
not everybody.
Yeah, so did Gretchen Whitmer. She did exactly the same thing against the advice of her own nursing association.
Exactly.
Sent people to the nursing homes.
And Murphy and Wolf. Yep. That's mm-hmm. right. I see you, governors. You're terrible. Mm-hmm. All of you. The worst. Well, not all of you. I guess we got to add a few more in there, too.
But Andrew Cuomo did win an Emmy for his performances, Adam.
Yeah,
Emmy award-winning governor.
Because he was an actor. Because he was faking it. That's all I see. It's like, dude, yeah, sure. You proved yourself to be a good actor on television to everyone else. All right. We know now he's saying he came out and even said, I'm going to send the vaccines to the nursing homes first. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Now you care about these old people? Now you do? After you killed off most of them, dude? Jeez. Ridiculous, man. That really pisses me off. So if you see anybody who's out there going, if you're a Trump supporter, you support him killing people. And it's like, all right, you're brainwashed. All right. Hydroxychloroquine has been proven to work. The American Medical Association finally admitted that it actually works. Now that the vaccine is here, of course, now that the vaccine's here, now that everyone's still convinced that Fauci's this some sort of like God, when he knew back in 2005 that hydroxychloroquine worked for coronaviruses. Mm-hmm. He was the head of the study that figured that out. And he swept that under the rug. He didn't talk about that. Why? Why? Oh, because his connections with Moderna. Of course, because of money. It's all about the money. They don't care about the health of American citizens. They wanted people to be convinced of how crazy this virus was. Depending on how crazy it was, if it even was at all, it's cold. The common cold is a coronavirus. Do you know that?
I did know that. Yeah.
Of course. I'm not surprised that you know it.
And it's not
you are a doctor after all.
I'm not that kind of doctor. Not that kind of doctor.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that particular argument. I'll tell you what. But it wasn't even just about money, Adam. It was about the election. That was what it was about.
I know. You're absolutely right.
They knew the vaccine was going to come out before the election. They didn't announce it. They probably knew this before the election. They didn't
announce
it.
That's a good point. They knew it was coming out.
Yeah.
That's
and of
crazy
course,
to me.
No one in the media has been fact checked around. You know, it's going to be a miracle to get the vaccine by the end of the year. They're all such liars.
Yep, they're all liars. You know, Trump tweeted this today, I believe. Let me pull it up because this is really huge. And I'm just going to read it out. He just said, "I'm going to," you know, I'll pull it up. Whatever. Let me just pop it on the screen. All right. Trump says, "I will veto the defense bill." This is the national defense bill. In 2013, it was ratified. Okay. And this is the bill that I talked about the other day that had the Smith-Mundt Act squeezed into it, way down in section 1078. All right. The same bill was just snuck in there, which allowed propaganda to be legal in our media. All right. That changed in 2013. And not section 230 is a part of it. So I thought he was going to repeal section 230. Now he's taking a step back and just going to veto the defense bill, which is huge. It's amazing. Yes, please do it. President Trump, I absolutely applaud you for this. This is huge. We need this. You get rid of that. Suddenly the media isn't allowed to lie to us anymore. You know, they're allowed to lie to us, right? They can literally lie to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal.
Scorched earth Trump is the best Trump. This is amazing.
Oh, man.
I love him so much. I really do.
I think he's going to win still. I hold true to thinking he's going to win. I don't hope. I just believe it. I believe he's going to win.
Well,
I don't think it's over at all.
Well, this is a good transition into that executive order from a couple of years ago, because this is all about to get really, really interesting.
All right. So this is an article. This is from Trent Naz. He's a follower of the show. He might actually be watching right now. He's in my Discord. And he does a really good job. He does what is it? Facts First Network. Okay. And he does articles on different things, and he tries to do a good, non-biased way of doing it. So you could check him out. Facts First Network at media or .medium.com and check it out. But I'm going to check this out, 'cause he does a good job of breaking down what's in the president's executive order on election interference. Now this is talking about, the one from 2018. On September 12th, 2018, President Donald Trump signed Executive Order 13848, an order which looks to impose certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in the United States election. What exactly does this mean, and what does the president look to achieve through this order? An executive order opens by expressing worry that United States elections may be undermined or manipulated by foreign persons or entities, stating, quote, "the ability of persons located in whole or substantial part outside the United States to interfere in or undermine public confidence in United States elections, including through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. Further, along the order states in no uncertain terms that there has been no evidence of foreign interference in the United States elections. But with the increased use of digital devices and internet-based communications, it has created significant vulnerabilities in the voting system. All right, so that's, let's just digest that for a second. Now, what we have just talked about, right, over the past 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, if you know, if you haven't, I just want to reiterate and bring in some new things. We now know that China has spent over $6 million in the past 6 months, just 6 months before, prior to the election, on paying American news outlets money to shove propaganda down our ears and into people's minds. We know that. That is election interference right there. From what I just read, right? Covert distribution of propaganda. It's not even covert because it's legal. They made it legal in 2013 with the National Defense Act, which is interesting that Trump is also talking about that. Okay. So, all right, let's just keep reading because it goes on to explain a little more. Oh, let me just pop that back up. All right. The president declared a national emergency to deal with this threat, which was extended in a White House statement in September 10th, 2020. Claiming the threat continues and extending the national emergency for another year. Section 1A of the executive order appears to speak of United States federal agencies coming together with the Director of National Intelligence to compile and file any evidence that a foreign entity may have interfered with an election. Going on to say, the assessment shall identify to the maximum extent ascertainable the nature of any foreign interference and any methods employed to execute it. The persons involved, and the foreign government or governments that authorized, directed, sponsored, or supported it, while sections 1B goes into a little more depth onto what's expected in two parts. Now, before I read that, what is happening right now? DNI Radcliffe is supposed to come forward. Now, he supposedly said, yes, there's actually interference that I've found. Mm-hmm. What that is yet, he hasn't brought it forward. You know, it's not, but we've known, he's admitted that there's actually interference from Iran. I wasn't even expecting that. And you guessed it, China.
China.
You know China. Who else is talking about China right now? Mike Pompeo. And he's talking about some serious stuff. Like, whoa. I keep saying like, all right, we got to keep an eye on China. But my goodness, what Mike Pompeo is saying is insane. Let me pop up this. Where is it? Let me see. This is one thing he just said. The Chinese Communist Party wants what we have, and it'll do whatever it takes to get it. This is from the Department of State that from an hour ago. They just put that out.
Wow. That's,
yeah, it's crazy. So, I can't find this other thing. Here we go. Let me pop this up on the screen. This is him saying, it's taken this country and indeed the free world a long time to understand the trajectory of China today. And this, he goes on talking about how we're not there, but no one's going to be held accountable. This is not even the important part, but it continues. This is a minute long. Let's keep it going. Because for a long time, Republicans, hold on, let me think, it's going a little too fast. Can you hear that?
Just barely, not really.
Look, he basically breaks it down saying, we thought it would be good to work with them, but it turns out they want to control the world. All right. That's essentially what it is. And they're a threat to us. Now we know we just got hacked. Mm-hmm. We straight up got hacked. All right. And what is going on? Who's hacking us? We're weak right now. If the half of the country thinks that white people are to blame, every single one of us should apologize, and that they're stoked that the fascist is out of office when the fascists are literally taking over our system and telling us we're not allowed to think anymore. We're not allowed to go outside our houses anymore because it's for your own safety, and ridiculous. All right. And I think that's actually not even a true statistic. I think the core of Americans, I think 75% of us probably wanted Trump to win. I'm not joking. I believe that. I think he got at least 10 million more votes. And that's what Sidney Powell is saying. All right. Now I don't have any of those statistics up right now, but it's crazy how I'm going to bring up the that executive order again, because this. So I guess the deadline is tomorrow for the DNI bringing forward this information. Okay, now they're saying, well, you know, you didn't do it fast enough, even though we have the information and it's true. Well, sorry, according to the rules, you can't do anything about it because it's past the deadline. Sorry, we cheated and you didn't do it fast enough. Ha ha.
Well, that's not really true though, because I mean, I was watching Robert Barnes and Viva Frey, who, like, if you want to understand like all this stuff, they break it down so clearly. I love Robert Barnes is like so like he is yes. on point.
Agreed. And Viva, they're both good.
Oh, they're amazing. And you know what they've said is that, listen, Monday the 14th, that's like an arbitrary deadline. It doesn't really mean anything until January 6th. So,
well, you know. And it says the conclusion of the election.
Right.
The election's not over yet.
Right.
The day, like, election day happened, but the election isn't over. Like, what is the end of the day? Political semantics. Okay. Mm-hmm. In this case, it works in our favor because it hasn't ended. No one is the president elect. Sorry, Joe Biden, you're not the president elect. All those electors. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. All right. Mm-hmm. But let me finish reading this article, because it continues here. All right, so this is, while Section 1B goes into a little more depth onto what's expected in two parts. Number one, the extent to which any foreign interference that targeted election infrastructure materially affected the security or integrity of that infrastructure, the tabulation of the votes, and timely transmission of election results. Before I read that second one, what comes to your mind right now?
With
Dominion.
Oh, yeah.
The tabulation of votes. The integrity of infrastructure, material infrastructure. What? It's all Dominion. Now we're finding UBS Securities spent $400 million into the Dominion software, and it turns out that's a Chinese company. So they actually do have an investment into Dominion software. How is that not foreign interference? It just keeps stacking up. The more I talk, the more things are coming to my mind. I'm like, yeah, reading through this executive order, it's going to get crazy. All right, this is section two. If any foreign interference involved activities targeting the infrastructure of or pertaining to a political organization, campaign, or candidate, the extent to which such activities materially affected the security or integrity of that infrastructure, including by unauthorized access to, disclosure, or threatened disclosure of, or altercation or falsification of information or data. All right, I know it's a lot to go over, but now I'm thinking of Fang Fang, all right? Mm-hmm. The spy that was sleeping with Swalwell and these other mayors. And that's the ones we know about. That's the ones in public, that the public realm now knows about. How many more people did they have access to? How many more? Look at Hunter, for example. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. Yeah, remember him? Where's Hunter? Hashtag, where's Hunter? Yeah, that dude, how many dealings did he have? Now he's doing artwork. Like, what is going on in the world where people are... If you're a Democrat, you can literally get away with anything you want. That's the message mm-hmm. they're putting out into the world.
Well,
it's insane.
And here's the thing, and I think it's going to be really interesting to watch what happens with this DNI report. I did hear it was mm-hmm. going to be delayed because the intelligence agencies are figuring some stuff out. But I mean, we're like, they're already leaking out like that there has been an interference. So what's Trump going to do now? But I'll say this though, like, the Supreme Court has really screwed the pooch on this one, because they basically, by abdicating their responsibility in hearing the Texas case, what they've done is incentivize election fraud. They've literally incentivized it because because if there are no consequences to cheating, what, yep, why shouldn't the Republicans cheat? What, like,
exactly?
What, it's going to become a race to see who can become the best cheater, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, it made me think of, and I just did a video about this actually right before the show. I watched the Tour de France. I like the Tour de France. Lance Armstrong cheated to win 7 Tour de Frances, right?
Okay.
7. Now, he's confessed to cheating, but what a lot of people don't understand is that he was not the only one cheating. Okay. Everyone was cheating. Everyone. Right. And Lance Armstrong was just the best cheater. And there were no consequences, so they all just kept cheating. And it is the same thing here. If there are no consequences to election fraud, it's just going to be like, the Republicans are going to be like, okay, Democrats, well, we're going to be a better cheater than you next time. Then the Democrats are going to come back and do the same thing, and then we're all screwed.
No, it's not going to go that way, because this isn't the Democrats that are doing it. It's China. Right. It's China money pushing into our system, trying to take us over. That's what I'm seeing. I mean, man, I am probably going to get canned from YouTube from the stuff that we're talking about today, but this is important. This kind of stuff is like exactly what needs to be the conversation. People need to know how dire this is. This isn't that's why, you know, you see, it's like, this isn't about Democrats versus Republicans. It's about freedom versus tyranny. And that is the truth. And the tyranny isn't coming from America. Okay.
It's okay, it's Adam. You're on Locals, so you have a backup when you get banned from YouTube.
Yeah, I am on Locals. You guys can actually check it out. AdamCastIRL.locals.com. Come check out and join my community. I am on Twitter, but I don't respond much on Twitter. I am very active on Twitter, but I blast my thoughts and I retweet stuff, but I don't communicate. But on my Locals page, the people especially who subscribe to me on Locals, I engage. I make up really a point to engage you, so that, because you're directly supporting me. So if you come join my Locals community, you can definitely get a little bit more in contact with me. So please come and join my Locals page. And actually, Carlin, you've got one too. You want to shout out your Locals page?
Yeah, I'm kb.locals.com, because no one really knows how to spell my name, and that's all right. But no, I do the same thing as Adam. Like, I've really taken a step back from Twitter because it's insane, and I've been doing stuff with my Locals community. Locals is like social media for adults. It's so nice. It's so quiet. There's no crazy people and trolls, and so I definitely, you know, definitely join our Locals, and it's a lot of fun. It really is.
It is quite chill. I like it a lot. And shout out to Ori, who hooked me up.
Yay, Ori.
And thanks for connecting us, Carlin. That's great. So yeah, I really appreciate that. So I had some other things to talk about, but we just went on a tangent, and it's been an hour already. So we got to get into some super chats.
Let's do it.
You were right. I was definitely a little overzealous with my subjects today.
It's
I have two other things we could have talked about, but one of them will just take us all the way to 8 o'clock. And so I know we can't talk about that, which is more of this election stuff. But I'm definitely, tomorrow I'm going to have Salty Bear back on, and we're going to be talking about the last time dueling electors happened, which is 1860 something, I believe. It's 1867. If my mind is, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
That sounds right. Yeah.
I think so. But we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about the different ways Trump could still win, could potentially still take this, which I believe are part of the avenues, because he needed all this stuff to come out, which, look at all the stuff that's coming out. I mean, if you haven't been paying attention, then where have you been? I've been talking about it. All right, so let's get into some super chats. Hydro says, COVID, Hunter Biden laptop, and now voter F. What will YouTube block you guys from saying next? How long will you guys go along with this? Will go along with this? Oh, I don't know. YouTube. I don't know. Am I fact checked already? Is that what he's telling me? Probably.
Adam, here's what we're gonna need to do. We're gonna need to get like a CCP hat to wear it on our show.
Yeah, pro CCP. Yeah, I don't know. That'd be a hard pill for me to swallow. White Lasagna says it's not pink, it's off-tish red donut. Back when reds versus blue was still funny. Also, pink is a masculine color. I'm prepared to die on that hill. I agree. I don't mind pink. I don't wear it. I am colorblind, though. So, and I've been corrected my entire life with colors. It was frustrating for a long time, but now I just kind of giggle and make people feel bad. Like, I'm colorblind. I clutch my pearls and I'm like, oh, I'm colorblind. How dare you correct me? of course, I'm joking, where I'm sure there's other people out there that would actually get offended.
Hey, all the more reason we need people to crowdsource your sweater. This is like, yeah, this is like a perfect plan.
how do people do that? Where are you
going to
set that up?
I haven't quite figured it out yet. I'm going to figure it out this weekend, but there's going to be a hashtag, and I'll let you guys know. I will make sure everyone is aware of how we can make Adam's sweater together.
Nice. Go help Carlin make my sweater. I'm excited. let's see. Caleb Warden says, "Hey, brother, miss you on Timcast." Me too, I'll be honest. What's your thoughts on videos of fake vaccination and new details on Nevada and Wisconsin fraudulent votes? It's crazy. It's insane, the stuff that's coming out. And not only that, in Arizona, I'm finding out that hundreds of thousands of ballots were also fraudulent in Arizona, and especially 400,000 in Pima County, which is where I voted. So I'm rather upset about it, but I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. I don't have the time to get into it. So Donnie Osmond says, "I remember seeing you in the audience, Adam. I'm very special." Thank you very much, Donnie. I appreciate that. I feel the special right there. Wickus says, "Adam, heard about the video posted by the Werf Report. Supreme Court Justices Robert Breyer exposed for influencing Texas Kate from Lynn Wood or something like that. Check it out later. I did hear about this. I was going to talk about this." All right. So supposedly a staffer heard them arguing. All the justices, all nine of them, went into a room, closed room. And I guess they were arguing, and supposedly, I actually have it up. Do I have it up somewhere? Here it is. Let me just pop this up real quick for you. So this is from, who is talking here? I don't remember who it is, but this guy, he was basically saying that they said, "I don't give a beep about Bush versus Gore. At the time, we didn't have riots." So they're alluding to the fact that because there's rioting, they don't want to look at the election fraud, because what, more people are going to riot? So they're going to let people cheat? So they're not going to take on this 18 state case suing four states? They absolutely should have taken that case. I have a feeling that I don't think it's even over yet. I think that I think this is only the beginning. This is, people think that it's been crazy so far. Oh my goodness. It's only going to get crazier.
I was listening to Jenna Ellis on American Thought Leaders today, and she was talking about how they're retooling that case to try to get someone else to bring it, essentially. Yep. So we'll see. But listen, this is also a really good example of why people on the right need to stop staying home. Because, I mean, I was doing rallies all summer. You spoke at one of the rallies, and we had the hardest time getting people to come out to the rallies, because they're like, "We vote in November, Carlin. We vote in November." Well, guess what? The Supreme Court just made a decision about not hearing this case because they don't see the right coming out and making their voice heard in the street. They only see the left doing it. Now, I'm not suggesting anyone should riot and burn stuff down.
I agree.
We shouldn't. But
right, of course
this
not.
Is why people need to show up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's basically them saying, "Well, not enough people on the other side are rioting." It's like, excuse me? So so you're trying to say the rioting, you're intimidated by it? I thought America doesn't negotiate with terrorists. That's literally what's happening. They're terrorists burning down the country, saying we demand that we get what we want, and we're going to burn down this country. And they're like, whoa, okay, we'll negotiate. It's like, that's not the American way. That's not the American spirit. Who are these people? You're weak.
John Roberts, never Trumper. That's who they are.
Weak. All right, let's see. Design says, "Adam, should really have Gothics from YouTube on here. I think you would enjoy her perspective."
I'm going to have Gothics on my channel. I've actually been DMing her. Gothics is going to come on my channel. She's a walk away. And that's not to say you can't have her too, because she's fantastic. I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I don't know who she is, but if you're going to have her on her show, would you mind maybe linking us up?
Yeah, of course. Happy to.
Awesome. Thank you. And thanks, Design Girl. I appreciate that. See, David Palmer says, "Any bands or musical artists I should hear?" Yes, there's this artist, Adam Krigler, dope musician, really good music. New album's coming soon, actually. I'm working on it. He's working on it. I don't know. Do you know Tool? I love Tool. Perfect Circle. Jose Gonzalez, totally different type of music, but really good. Sylphion Stevens, an even different type of music, if you don't know. Who else is really good? I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
I like 30 Seconds to Mars. 30 Seconds to Mars, the earlier stuff. Not so much the newer stuff, but the earlier stuff is really good. Their first album, especially, is a concept album. I've listened to it so many times. It's really good.
I like early 30 Seconds to Mars, actually, too.
Yeah.
Jared Leto is, he's a really good actor. He's a really good musician. It's like, mm-hmm. that's what I want that. I want that.
You look like him, too.
Do I? All right. Right on. Yeah. Jared Leto, if you need like a younger brother or something, older brother, I don't know, whatever. I'm totally down. All right, let's see. Wicca says, wow, America is going the way of South Africa with changing names and history. Then we'll all together go the way of Zimbabwe. Seems that's the plan. Not if I can help it. I mean, I am standing up and it's speaking out because I think it's ridiculous. Viking Insane says, if by 1500 AD you haven't invented the wheel, look out.
Okay, Viking Insane.
Thanks to know. SoCal Gamer says, I beg to differ, Adam. Hunting and fishing are polar opposites. Most people can't fathom having to dress out a deer. Okay, I get what you're saying, okay? But fishing is a form of hunting, okay? That's what I was saying before. Sure, there are different types of hunting, but that fishing is hunting. You're hunting for an animal, using fishing as the technique to do it instead of shooting. And dressing out a deer is completely different. Obviously, there's a lot more things you have to take care of than a fish. Fish is a significantly smaller thing, and much less of a mess to take care of. So I wouldn't say polar opposites. So. Let's see. Vasidia says, Carlin, the show name is Revolution. By the way, I saw that Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, is being considered by Biden as ambassador to China. What's next? Jared Fogel as head of the children services? Oh, my goodness.
they were actually considering Pete Buttigieg for ambassador to China as well. They didn't know what to do with him to pay him back for dropping out before Super Tuesday.
It's ridiculous. My goodness. The man behind the screen says the parties didn't switch. They unified. Establishment Dems and Republicans both want their slaves. They just want them for slightly different reasons. Oof.
I agree. That's a really good way to think about it. They didn't switch. They unified. It's completely true.
Or they convinced the world that they aren't unified.
The greatest trick the devil played was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Yep, there it is. Mm-hmm. Johnny Gonzalez says, placed an order for espresso and Ethiopian gifts. Thank you so much. For those who don't know, he's talking about KriglerCoffee.com. You can go there and order coffee from my new coffee. It's delicious coffee. I still have a little bit in my mug right there, but it is really good. I just love having good coffee. I no longer have to try to find a good coffee. You know, if you're I travel around a lot, I've moved a lot in my life, and you know, different coffees, you go to different stores, they have different coffees. I mean, there's like 8 o'clock and you know, all the classic ones, but I don't like those kind of coffees. I like good quality coffee, fresh roasted, and it's roasted as soon as you order it. So if you just ordered espresso and Ethiopian, they're probably going to be roasted tomorrow right before they get shipped out to you. So, and also keep in mind that it is approaching holiday season. So shipping might be delayed a little bit. I'm not really sure how delayed it is. I have a few things that I'm waiting for still. So apologies if it does take a little bit of time. Crazy Ferret Lady says, Carlin is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
In parentheses, it says after leaving the Democrats.
Well, fine. I used to have ferrets, Crazy Ferret Lady. I had two ferrets. Their names were Monkey and Scampy. They were little bastards.
whoa. Yep. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, I don't know if that's even considered.
I was like, that's not a swear.
Is it though?
That's like a proper term. It's a proper definition. I'm sure my ferrets
were parents, they though?
My ferrets' parents were not married, I'm sure.
Ferrets don't get married.
Exactly.
So all ferrets are, I guess. All right. Anyway, where were we? The man behind the screen says, used to work with a girl who went into the Peace Corps before college. She came back much tougher and happier, grateful for her job, schooling, and life.
Look at that.
Perspective. Mm-hmm. So many of these entitled Americans, these people that just piss off most people, literally, these people piss off most people. That's just an honest truth. They have zero perspective of the world, what the world is like, what it's like to not have amenities, what's outside of their comfort bubble. They have no idea. They have no clue. So, yeah. And so it's a good idea. Arcadian Twilight says, did you know that at one time, President Davis of the Confederacy was Abe Lincoln's commanding officer in the Black Hawk Wars that took place in Iowa? I did not know that.
Fun Interesting. Fact.
Fun fact. The more you know. Bobcat says, as far as being prepared goes, do you or Tim have your ham radio license yet? The key to getting through any disaster is communication. Good point. I'm going to bring this up with Tim probably tomorrow. Blogger 19 says, why did Lydia block Lauren Southern, Nick Fuentes, Ooh. And Vincent James? Doesn't seem like a good mood for a producer. Gossip. I don't care. I don't know. I don't talk to her. I don't care. It doesn't surprise me because I'm going to keep moving. Vasidia says, Buttigieg worked for McKinsey and Co., one of the most sinister companies ever to exist. One time you hear about their work is when lawsuits happen. Check out what they held their 100-year anniversary, or where they held their 100-year anniversary. I don't know anything about McKinsey and Co.
It's like a big consulting company, but we'll say this. Like, Pete Buttigieg worked there right out of college, which means he didn't have any experience and was doing grunt work for a couple of years, so I really wouldn't read too much into that. I really wouldn't.
Okay. All right, yeah. Let's see. Sasha the Book Lover says, Bam has so many of Cuomo's books. Bam, like the... Is that a community college? Maybe.
Not sure.
Nobody is buying it, and they said the publisher won't take them back, so the shelf is full of them.
It's a bookstore. That's what it is. It's a bookstore. Yeah.
and Ruben's book sold out. Yeah, that is hilarious. Who? No, because everyone looks at Cuomo as a freaking joke. He is a joke, dude. You killed so many people. Look at Florida compared to your state. Florida's got more people. They've balanced their budget. They have significantly less deaths than you. Why is the media claiming you to be the one that did such a good job? Get out of here, Cuomo. Steve Hustle said, rest in peace, Gary Coleman. Better late than never. Did something happen to Gary Coleman?
Did Gary Coleman die?
Did what?
I'm looking this up right now. Hang on.
Can you look that up?
I'm doing it. I'm on it.
All right. I'm going to read the next one here. It says, Charles Jansen says, we had dueling electors in 1876. There we go. 1876. We should settle it Burr Hamilton style. I don't know what that means, but interesting. Yeah, 1876. Is that what I said? 1876?
I think maybe. So. Didn't Gary Coleman already die? He died in like 2010.
Oh, you're a little... Oh, he says better late than never. hey, Steve Husted. Thanks for the laugh, buddy.
Thanks, dude. Thanks. Right. That was a good troll, though. That was a good one.
I love it. Samaj says, Merry Christmas to you both. Dr. K, you look lovely. Adam, please cut your hair and trim that beard. No, the beard is not long for this world. The beard is not staying much longer. Uh-huh. I think maybe on the New Year's Eve, which is actually a Thursday, by the way. Are we doing it?
I'll do it.
We're doing it hanging out Thursday night. Okay,
yes.
So I'm going to be, that's going to be one of, I don't like to drink. I do like to have a drink, but I'm going to have a drink on my episode.
Yay, happy hour episode. I'll have a drink.
Whoa, but you're going to have to drink something nicer than cheap white wine.
That $8 sparkling wine.
I have to have
an adult beverage. Here's what I want you to do, though. We have to have fun with the beer. Like shave it into some cool like Wolverine like.
Should
thing.
Do handlebars.
Yes. Like... Yeah. Do something fun.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
And then just go in the main part of the house like it's a serious thing.
No, you know what I should do? I should periodically through that episode, I'll be like, I'll be right back. And I'll run to my bathroom, get rid of some of it and come back and then slowly get rid of pieces of it. And, make like the handlebar, then well, goatee, then I'll make it a handlebar, then I'll make it a mustache, then I'll twirl it and then I'll get rid of it. And by the end of the episode, it'll be completely gone.
If you don't have a twiddly mustache, there's like just no point.
You know, these are actually really long. Can you see?
That could be a twiddly mustache.
Look at that. They're long. Like, I could probably twirl these things. Look at this.
You could pull that off, Adam.
I could do it. Yeah, could. Should I try?
You should. No. Yes.
I'm kind of tempted. Look at this. I do.
I think you're proper.
Yes, indeed.
You might need to get a monocle. But you might need to get a monocle just to pull off the whole look and possibly wear a top hat.
You know, I could probably bust these. I got these vintage aviator goggles. Look at these things. But I can probably like use one of them as like a
monocle.
Yes, see? Yes. Yeah, I see him over there.
Mm-hmm.
The writing on the wall. I see it. Anyway, sorry.
This is a perfect plan. We've completely thought this through.
Oh, what just happened? Let's see. Thank you for that fun conversation, Samaj, from that super chat. Bringer of D says, it is insane the fact that there are riots is enough to not carry out justice. Agreed.
Yes.
The system has forsaken the most core principle of Western justice systems. Fiat justice sia ruat calium. I do not know Latin, but I don't know. I'm assuming that had something to do with that. Charles Jansen says, fishing is not worth doing. Catching is where it's at. Ba-dum-tsh, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Dennis Owen says, need a drummer for your originals? Look me up, bro. Thank you. I do have a drummer, though. SoCal Gamer says, have you seen the latest shenanigans with the ATF raiding Polymer 80 and now wanting to reclassify pistol braces would make millions of guns illegal overnight? I do know a little bit about this because when Control Pew was on my show talking about 3D printed guns, we were talking. Someone asked me to ask him about the whole I got a hair in my face. Hold on. Get this thing out of there.
It was the twiddly mustache.
I got it. Yeah. No, it was I got, you know, hair does whatever it wants to do. But yeah, I did talk about this a little bit. I don't know too much about it, though. So, but you can go back and check that episode if you'd like. It's with Control Pew in my interview on playlists. Simp is a Napa. Carlin, you're freaking adorable.
Oh.
And I'm so glad to contribute to the show. Adam, I'm proud to be a subscriber. Please keep up your great work. UFO, please. Well, I'm going to assume you want me to spin it. So mm-hmm. I am absolutely going to go ahead and spin that UFO for you. But thank you for your kind words. I appreciate that.
And thank you for the compliment.
Let's see. Socialism is for Fig says, so Lydia was the B word who got rid of my boy.
We're not saying anything about that.
next super chat. Simp again says, definitely do a piece by piece beard trim. My best friend and I did that and documented each step for our friends, and it was priceless. I feel like I just committed to doing
that. You did. There's no way you can get out of this now.
It's kind of hilarious, actually. I'm going to do it. A step-by-step beard removal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Why not, right? Why not? I think it's hilarious. All right, so that's our show. Everyone, if you haven't subscribed to Carlin, please go. She's great. Right below, you can click on her stuff. Also, there's all of my different things that you can follow me on. So definitely do that. You can follow me at all of my stuff at, there it is, Adam Krigler. Very easy to find me. That was the, nothing happened to the UFO. You can't see it. The UFO is fine. It is totally fine. Nothing happened. But anyway, thank you all for joining us. This has been the Thursday Atomcast IRL, and I'll see you tomorrow, Jam Night. And Salty Bear's joining me again. I don't know if you remember, he used to join me back in the mm-hmm. beginning of my show when people were like, yeah, he's getting a little cuckoo, but it's all in good fun. But of course he's going to be joining me, and he's very political. I don't know if you remember him, but
he does. He gets a little spicy with his thoughts on and opinions. Sometimes you got to keep him in line.
Calm it down, man. Calm it down, Salty. Salty Bear. Anyway, he's back behind me yelling. Anyway, thanks for all for showing up, and I'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Atomcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.